This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Two bills introduced in Parliament to split Civil Aviation Authority into two separate entities to help remove Nepal from EU blacklist. Government unveils e-governance blueprint to transform government operations, making public services paperless. Prime Minister Kapil Sharma Oli calls on youth to stay optimistic, saying Nepal has entered new era of prosperity. And U.S. sides with Russia in UN resolutions on Ukraine, refuses to blame Russia for war. Now the news in detail. Two bills aimed at dividing the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal have been presented in the House of Representatives today. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, introduced the Nepal Air Services Authority Bill and the Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Bill. The government is proposing to split the Civil Aviation Authority into two separate entities to address challenges in Nepal's aviation sector and efforts to have the country removed from the EU's aviation blacklist. Likewise, the House of Representatives unanimously endorsed the proposal seeking consideration on the Mass Communications Council Bill 2025. Responding to the queries raised on the bill, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung said the role of the proposed council would be significant for making the works being carried out by the Press Council in Nepal further effective. Meanwhile, speaking during the special hour of the House of Representatives, lawmakers called on the government to make efforts to remove Nepal from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force. The government has decided to provide relief support to families of those missing due to monsoon-related disasters. According to latest cabinet decision, if a person remains missing for at least 10 days after a disaster, relief equivalent to that for presumed dead individuals will be given through the District Disaster Management Fund. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung announced the decision following a cabinet meeting yesterday covering missing persons since mid-April last year. The government also decided to form a negotiation team to finalize the financial agreement and program document for a proposed $150 million concessional loan from the World Bank's International Development Association for the Bridges Improvement and Maintenance Program. The e-governance board under the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has unveiled the e-governance blueprint aimed at transforming government operations through digital technology and making public services paperless. Board CEO Deepesh Bist announced the release of the blueprint draft prepared on January 27th after extensive discussions with various stakeholders. The document emphasizes the government's commitment to making services more accessible, transparent and efficient by reducing physical presence in service facilities. It also outlines goals for developing infrastructure, policies and legal structures alongside enhancing institutional capacity for digital governance, innovation and research. Prime Minister Kapil Sharma Oli has called on the youth to stay optimistic, saying the country has entered a new era of prosperity. Speaking at a program organized by Nepal Medical College and Teaching Hospital in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister dismissed claims that the government has not achieved anything, calling it false. The Prime Minister emphasized that the government is working diligently and urged the people to support the country's journey towards prosperity. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Sai Thakuri has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing climate-resilient projects as part of national priorities. Speaking at the launch of the Capacity Building and Strengthening System for the implementation of the Integrated Resource Management Framework of the Green Climate Fund today, Minister Thakuri highlighted that the climate change projects would boost the country's ability to adapt to climate risk and improve overall resilience. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Download 1 GB data free. रिचार्ज गर्नु होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्नु कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining names. Karunali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kandel and Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista have held discussions on the issue of collaboration with the province to operate the Nepal Television Karunali Bureau Office. During the discussion held at the Chief Minister's office in Surkhet today, Chief Minister Kandel mentioned ongoing collaboration with Radio Nepal and Nepal Television and said the provincial government is committed to supporting and collaborating in the coming days in line with the concept of public service broadcasting. During the discussion, PSP Nepal Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista said the broadcasting of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television is being made people-centric by using modern technologies. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The US has twice sided with Russia in votes at the United Nations to mark the 3rd anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, highlighting the Trump administration's change of stance on the war. First, the US opposed a European-drafted resolution condemning Moscow's actions and supporting Ukraine's territorial integrity, voting the same way as Russia and countries including North Korea and Belarus at the UN General Assembly in New York. According to the BBC, the US then drafted and voted for a resolution at the UN Security Council which called for an end to the conflict but contained no criticism of Russia. The Security Council passed the resolution, but two key US allies, the UK and France, abstained after their attempts to amend the voting were vetoed. The UN resolutions were tabled as French President Emmanuel Macron visited President Donald Trump at the White House in an attempt to address their sharp differences over the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has demanded the complete demilitarization of much of southern Syria. The BBC says it is an announcement that could make conflict between Israel and the new leadership in Syria after the toppling of President Bashar al-Assad more likely. In a speech to Israeli military cadet on Sunday, Netanyahu said that Israel would not allow the forces of Hayat-Tahrir al-Sham, the Islamist group that led the overthrow of Assad, nor the new Syrian army that is being formed to enter the area south of Damascus. He also said that Israeli forces would remain indefinitely inside the Syrian territory that they have seized since Assad's fall last December, which would be a shift in Israeli strategy. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two bills introduced in Parliament to split Civil Aviation Authority into two separate entities to help remove Nepal from EU blacklist. Government unveils e-governance blueprint to transform government operations, making public services paperless. Prime Minister KP Sharma calls on the youth to stay optimistic, saying Nepal has entered new era of prosperity. And US sides with Russia and UN resolutions on Ukraine, refuses to blame Russia for war. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.